Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, y'all, you know, baby, it's your boy DJ JJ Petra. And, hey, Dr. Bone.
What's good, man? What's good?
You know what I like to do?
I know what you like to do. He whips it, he whips it. You guys already know who this is. This is that guy that oozes excellence, and is it that doctor?
Is it that doctor?
Is that doctor walking my way?
Is it that doctor looking all fresh?
I think it's that doctor. Boom, 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 bones. Who doesn't love Dr. Bones?
I mean, I kind of love Dr. Bones a little too much, guys.
He loves me too much. He puts his hands on me, and they're all greasy with tamale juice, and I'm like...
you know, Mickey brought him fresh from Guadalajara.
I'm like, Mickey, and I slapped him. I was like, you don't ever bring in filthy food in our studio, but...
And then, you know, we just make Mickey down the corn husk, because it's filthy like that.
But that's a lie. I'm not in the studio today, guys. I'm out. I'm lying. I'm out and about today. I'm in California. It's really nice. It's really nice. How you holding things down there in the studio, etc.?
You know, it's cool. It's just me and Mickey, you know.
God,
he's keeping me company. I'm not going to lie, you know, because I would just be bored, but he's over here playing Uno.
I know what you mean. Because if you guys don't know, we hate Mickey, but we secretly love him at the same time.
Yeah, like, I just want to punch him in the face. Every time I look at him, I want to throw up. Is that right? Is that normal?
It's just not normal, but, you know. It happens sometimes with some
people. But I love you. Hey, Mickey, I love you, man. I don't even trip.
I know some people that are just like that. Fat Sal, when I see him. I just want to blow chunks. But
is it just like pepperoni face?
Pepperoni face. I mean, it's just what it is. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. We have a specially delicious show, as always. it's going to be really good. We have Kimo Watanabe, the lead singer of Rebel Zion.
Yeah, I want you guys to say that 5 times fast.
Say that 5 times fast. You can't.
Nope. Don't even try it. It's stupid. You look dumb.
You look dumb. I feel like I'm having family on tonight. He's from Hawaii. Should be really cool. One thing I want to throw out to you guys, we have a website now.
The website is legit. It's pretty cool.
I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I was like, we're going to start having a website. I'm going to start working on it. And it's up now. It is up and running.
Why don't you tell them what that is, Doctor?
It's the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs, like Spider-Man shoots out.
S, with the S at the end.
With an S, not a Z for all you hipsters.
Dummies.
It's the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com. That's it. That's all it is.
I'm like, you know, come on. It's not that hard.
That is all
it's one word, though. No spaces. You know,
no spaces. Just
there's never been a space.
Do what I say, and you'll be good. That's all. That's what the doctor prescribes.
Yeah, but you'll see all of our, you know, all the staff we have for the show.
I'll give you guys a brief overview. You know the hosts. You know the golden gods. You already know us. Dr. Bones and Tetra.
Yeah, you know.
And then you know our agent, Jim White. I mean...
Jim White's a pretty cool guy.
Jim is an amazing guy. He's our agent. He contracted us. He was like, you know, I see you guys are getting big. Can I be your agent? And we're like, you know, why not? You know?
Hey, I call him Big J because I know I'm good, you know.
Big J's amazing. He's an amazing guy. We have a hand up right now. You want to throw him in the air real quick?
You want it real quick?
I'll throw him on. If you raise your hand, you're going to come on the air right now. Hello, you're on. Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, man. You already know.
Deuces, you already know. Anyway, what was I saying? Jim White, cool guy. What else we have?
We have our intern.
Our intern's on there, Jessica.
And then we have our Stinky Mick, you know.
And then we have Stinky Mikey.
Yeah. we hate Mickey so much that we spelled his name wrong.
We spelled his name wrong on our website. It's Mikey. Okay, another thing. Mickey is not...
He's 5 years old, guys. Cal label us.
Mickey's not 3 years old. He just gave us a bad picture of himself when he was in Mexico. And I was like, Mickey, that's why we hate you, because you're dumb.
I can't even read.
can't read, can't write, doesn't know how to brush his teeth, those are the brown.
He doesn't even know what he looks like. That's how stupid he is.
He doesn't know what he looks like. That's why I told you guys on the website, when you look at it, if you see a guy with socks over his shoes and his hat pointed east, you sound Mickey.
Yeah,
I hate him.
Don't talk
to him. That's it. A little bit about the band tonight. I heard them from our intern, Jessica. She's listened to them before, and she told us to hit them up. Their name's Rebel Zion. Pretty cool band. They haven't released a CD. Its CD's coming out. It's highly anticipated. A lot of people have been talking about it around the Hollywood community. I mean, you guys would know about it because you guys are going to
stop it. Yeah, I mean, duh.
I mean, I'm not going to tout our success that we have at this show, but, like, we're going to
No, we don't need to do that, man. We don't gotta go that far.
All right, whatever. I don't have to apologize to you guys. We're better than you. No, we're not. But we have insider things now, and we heard about this band, and then we checked them out, and this band's legit. I mean,
yeah, like, you know, they're pretty legit, as doctors would say.
I prescribed it. But they're really good. To cut to the chase, I'm going to play their song right now. Off of their EP, not their album, their EP before the album. It's called Guide Us. And Tetra, you're going to head it up. His name is Kimo Watanabe, guys. Say it by
Kimo.
The best. All right. Here we go. I'm going to play it right now. Enjoy.
I'll be back, man. We'll be right back.
that is the song Guide Us. Tetra, do we have Kimo Watanabe on the line?
Yeah, we don't know, baby. He's on the line.
Thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we really appreciate it, man. Well, when our intern told us about your guys' band, we were like, oh, we'll check him out. And I mean, you guys are good.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Yeah. So,
thank you. Thank you.
No problem, man. Some questions I had just to start off. How did you guys, like, initially start the band, you know?
You know, initially we got together and we were just jamming. Kind of started around food because, you know, I know that you folks have some Hawaii connections.
Yeah.
And when people, you know, usually when people move from Hawaii, you know, you're looking for food and music when you get to the mainland.
Exactly.
And trying to figure out where you can get that food and who you can play music with to feel like you're back in Hawaii, at least
yeah.
for a little bit. And so I knew these guys, Aaron Okura, Moroni Navarro, and some of the guys who are playing with another roots reggae band called Soul Redemption. And we used to just get together at the house and eat some Hawaiian food and just jam some music. And as I was writing some of my own stuff, I wanted to hit up the studio and ask these guys if they'd join me. And they all agreed. And one thing led to another, and we recorded an EP and had so much fun doing it that we started gigging, and we've been doing that ever since and having a blast. I really feel fortunate to be playing music with, I really feel like some of the best musicians here in Utah. These guys are just amazing.
That's cool, man.
That's cool, dude.
For Rebel Zion, the name, how'd you guys come up with the name?
Well, Rebel Zion, I think it's just this idea that of Zion, you know, most religions out there have this idea of Zion, and everyone is striving for Zion. But I think inherently in each one of us, we're rebellious in nature. And although that may be where we want to get, we're all a little bit rebels inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you guys aren't familiar with that at all, though.
Nah, man, nah. We're angels.
What are you talking about,
that's
man?
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. Your reputations precede you.
Yeah. What are your major influences growing up in music, man?
You know, a little bit of everything, really. For the most part, you know, came up in Utah, and it's hard to. I remember my dad. He liked Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and the Marine Corps Band. That was it.
So, one of the greats right there.
Yeah. So you know, I grew up with some of that. As I got older, you know, I really got into some of the greats, Bob Marley and the Marleys, the Gladiators. I really liked the Gladiators, Peter Tosh, Toots and the Maytals. You know, a lot of that roots reggae I really got into, but I also played jazz, and I'm a big fan of that. As I got older, I started getting into hip-hop, and I love that. And so one of the things that I really love about this style of music that we play, this roots music, is that you can have that foundation, but it's easy to go into little bits and pieces of other things. Like Sean, who's our drummer, will kick off these hip-hop beats, and we'll incorporate that into what we're doing. Or we'll go into some soul and kind of mix it up a little bit. But
yeah,
it's
like
all,
you don't have to like base your thing off of one style of music, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that this root style of music that we play lends itself to being able to go in a number of different directions, and the musicians that we're playing with are talented enough to jump into any direction, you know, at the drop of a hat. So
that's cool.
I feel really lucky about that.
Yeah, that's cool. And you got to listen to his, right?
Yeah, I mean, as far as Hawaiian music goes, of course, Israel Komakaviwa Ole, my auntie Hulu Lindsay, Eddie Kamai, and the Sons of Hawaii, Uncle Gabby, Dennis Kamasahi, you know, all these guys. Just one guy, Kahili Na'i Hulen, that guy's amazing. Yeah, a lot of different guys. But, you know, mostly the thing about it is if you're in Hawaii, it doesn't matter where you're at, so as long as you're away from the city. But, you know, when Friday comes around, all you have to do is walk down the street and you've got beautiful music coming from, you know, anybody's house. I remember some of the music that was most influential to me was just this, it wasn't necessarily this music that you'd hear if you went down and caught a tourist show out in Waikiki, but it's the kind of music that you might hear if you're kicking it at your auntie and uncle's house, you know, in the middle of nowhere. If you're out in Hana and you're sitting out there on Hana Bay and your auntie's got an ukulele and she's just strumming, that music is powerful to me. And I just, for me, it's about that soul. And whether you're playing Hawaiian music, traditional Hawaiian music, or whether you're playing roots reggae or hip hop or some chicken picking hillbilly country, you know, if you've got that soul, and if you're really feeling the music, then to me that's what's the most powerful, and that's the music that we try and play when we get out there and get in front of people.
Now, Hawaii sounds like pretty cool. Dr. Bones, you got to take me there one day, man.
Yeah, I mean, Tetra's never been there before, but I tell him about it all the time. It's a great place.
Yeah, he's going to have to go.
No, he has to go. what advice do you have for any other bands out there that are trying to make it and trying to strive to do their own
thing? Honestly, you have to do it for the love of the music. And if you get any success beyond that, you know, you catch yourself lucky, but you have to, and this gets back to, I think, this idea that it's got to be about that soul. If you're not feeling the music, then nobody else is going to feel the music either.
Yeah.
But if you are feeling that music and you have the ability to get in front of some people and play it, then they're going to respond favorably, and you know, what more do you want than that?
Yeah, he's going to have your heart in the music.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
So we played the song Guide Us. I mean, when are you guys going to come out with an album, man? That's just my question. I mean, I think you guys got some good songs, and I'm waiting for the album.
That is the question. You know, that's the question. We've got all the tracks mixed and ready to go to mastering.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the thing is, too, that we started recording before we started gigging. And so the songs have changed so much from when we first went into the studio to now that they're almost, you know, different songs. And so,
yeah, you tweaked it up, right?
yeah, we tweaked some things up. And I love the way that things are sounding today. And so I think that what we might do is put out another EP of this original stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then hit the studio again here real quick and record some of this new stuff, because the direction that we're going in, the instrumentation and the harmonies that we've incorporated are just tight, and you know, it's I feel like it's kind of this underground roots music, but people respond to it, and we want to put something out here real quick. So,
yeah. Well, thanks a lot, man, for being on the show. And lastly, you're going to play us out on a song called Rebel Zion, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks
all right.
so much for being on the show, man.
Oh, my pleasure. All yeah, right, so here you go. Let me grab my guitar here. And
all right.
Okay. You guys, get ready for this. This is Masterpiece. Kimo himself.
Man talks to his congregation, said it so. When I'm second the book of Revelation, but I know, it's like the wise man said. If they're talking about a war, we've got to fight for peace and salvation. Because we all of our souls. Rebel Zion, because we owe all of our souls. Rebel Zion. So they came to take us for fools, cause in God who we trust. And if they try to shut us down, we're gonna rise up. They can't take us for fools, cause in God who we trust. And if they try to shut us down, we're gonna rise up. Salvation, yeah, son. we all long for so well for Zion. Because we all long for so well for Zion. Now the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's gonna roll through this country like an iron lion from the highest mountain top. It's gonna roll, it's gonna roll on to salvation. Salvation, salvation. Because we are all of us are Rebel Zion.
Beautiful. All right, Kimo, man.
You
have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too. Show. Thanks a lot. You guys take care.
Yeah, man. Dude, you know, Kimo's a really cool guy.
That was amazing, right?
Huh?
That was amazing, right?
That's amazing.
Great. Oh, man. Tetra, we have a little problem here.
Oh, man.
My phone's about to die, but I have a cell phone on my call to the show, right?
All right, man. You do what you do. All
right.
Can you hear me from here?
Yeah.
All right. So, hello?
Hello. Tetra.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, that was good. I mean, I really like that.
Dude, that was great, man.
Kimo brought it, and I thank him for that, you know?
Dude, you know, like a lot of the people that, you know, a lot of the bands that we've had on the show, they're really talented, you know?
I know, the people that we have on the show, I mean, it just gets better and better from here. I mean, you guys don't even know, like, the people we've been talking to, Bruno Mars, he called us, me and Tetra talked to him. Right, Tetra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, yeah, that's crazy.
Uh-huh. We talked to him. I mean, it was cool. I thought it was cool.
He has, like, an accent, kind of, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he like, we didn't believe it. At first, because I've been talking to his agent, and then, like, Tetra was like, nah, you're stupid, I don't believe you. and then he emailed me, and he was like, oh, I'll call you guys, because I really want to say I'm sorry, because I can't be on, because of my tour, and I was like, this is ridiculous, he's probably lying to us. Anyway, he called us, and me and Tetra talked to him, and it was really cool, you know?
He's a pretty chill guy.
Yeah. He appreciated, like, trying to get on the show, but, I mean, I'm grateful for all the bands that I've been on here so far. They've been good. Some people have been asking about getting back to our roots, like prank calling and stuff. We're going to get back to it. The new year, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, right, you know, the Wednesday right after the new year, that's us.
The Wednesday right after the new year, kaboom, we're back. Hello, in the studio.
Hi.
Hello, we're back. No, I don't, Mikey, shut up. I can hear Mikey from California. I mean, I don't even have to be in the studio, and I know how stupid he is.
Right, don't look at me like that, Mikey, you idiot. But his name is Mickey. Yeah, stupid.
Nah, dude.
I don't even know your name.
Mickey's so stupid, I changed his name to Mikey. That's how it rolls. God, I hate that guy.
He doesn't deserve the name Mickey.
He doesn't deserve the name Mickey. He doesn't even deserve the name Mikey. He should be called Juan. Hey, Juan.
Look at me.
I hate
give him the name Jay because he can't afford a name.
I know. Just give him the name O for orange juice. doesn't make sense. That's what we do here on the Dr. Bone and Tedder show. Tomorrow we're going to have Jake. I can't even say his last name because it's by memory.
Gyllenhaal, guys.
I don't want to mess his name up. It's Pongaika, I think. Jake Pongaika. But he's going to be on the show tomorrow. He's a friend actually of Kimo's. And they're both talented musicians. And I can't get over that performance. It was really good.
Yeah, like, you know, just for being live on, you know, and then with his, he just grabbed his guitar and started wailing.
He just grabbed his guitar and started doing his thing. And I was like, dang, this guy's
He's like, hold on, let me get my baby. That's how it sounded, dude.
Let me get my baby.
I don't know.
It sounded like an angel, and he's all, oh, I think it sounds out of tune. It was cool, though. I really appreciate it. Tetra is a football star at a school we could be interviewing in the next couple months. Tell them about that, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a – for all you guys who go to La Jolla, you know Coach Jacobs, right? I think we might have him on the show. He's a
–
he used to play in the NFL. I think he played for the Rams and some of the Chiefs, I think.
played for
one year. He was a pitcher for the Kansas City Royals. He's a talented guy, all-around athlete.
All-around athlete. He did everything.
Oh, and then when Madden came out, he was the guy that I put the mocap suit on and the little, little motion sensor thing. That was him. He created Madden for the O-line, MD line. That's crazy.
You know the suit with the balls on it? That thing.
Yeah.
That
I was going to say that, but that sounds a little weird.
That's not weird. The suit with the balls all over it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Mikey. I hate Mikey. But, yeah, that guy might be, what's his name? Coach Porter?
Nah, dude, that's that white guy. No, Coach Jacobs. Don Jacobs.
Don Jacobs?
Jingle High Smith. That's my name, too.
I love Don. I love the name Don.
John.
I want to tell you guys about him. Wait, John? Did you say John or Don?
This is the J, you fool. He's not a pimp. His name's not Don.
Dude, I thought his name was Don Juan Jacobs. My bad.
Crappy California connection, man.
Oh, what do I know? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm doing a cell phone right now. I had using the hotel phone, and then it just like busted out on me and stopped working. I had to run and get my cell phone. I secretly think Mickey has a twin over here biting the cord.
Mickey has little tweezers, guys. You guys don't know that.
What can you do though? But yeah, prank calling when we get back in the new year. This tomorrow we have Jake Kongaika. He's another amazing. He has like an amazing, amazing story. It's like I can't even explain it. You know those stories where like there's a homeless guy in the gutter. You know the story, etc.
You know like the J.K. Rowling of books.
Yeah, like it's just like that. I mean, this guy has an amazing story. He's gonna tell you guys about it tomorrow. And I think that it's gonna be on blogtalkradio.com again, featured on the front page. Because that's what we do. It always happens.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even got to go / catch a man. Just go to Blog Talk Radio. I mean, maybe. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right on the front page. It's us.
This is our third person probably that's going to be on the front page. There is, I'm not even kidding, like hundreds of thousands of people that use this site to do their radio shows or whatever, and we're on the front page, maybe for the third time. First time is for Ray Brown. We were really nervous.
Yeah,
second time is for the Pro Man. We were fools. Oh, excuse me. Tamales. The second was Dan Cronin. And then third might be for Jake Kongaika. I mean, I think it's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to say his name right when we talk to him tomorrow. Hopefully,
I feel
bad. Good.
I'm pretty sure I know that's how to say his name. But,
On a different note, dude, so I was at work today, right?
Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
Okay, I was at work, right? And, my brother works at a different store than I do, but it's the same store.
Yeah.
We work at a sports store. Dude, guess who called?
Who called?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, like legit. Okay, we have the call that pops up before we answer it. It says Larry Fitzgerald.
Uh-huh.
He calls in, and he was just looking for some Mizzou Tiger stuff, you know, but it's just the fact that he talked to him. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, man. You should have told him, hey, my brother has a hit radio show on the Dr. Bone Tetra show. Hit him up. That's what you should have said.
I don't think that's it.
I think so. I mean, what can you do? Tetra, you're going to have to let me know when there's like 90 seconds left because I don't really have a...
Dude, there's like 60 seconds.
Huh?
There's like 60 seconds.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave you guys on a chant. This is a chant song. It's going to curse you guys, so I'd hang up right now. it's called Madagascar Romania, but this is Dr. Bones. Thank you so much for listening. It was a great show tonight.
This is DJ Tetra. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30.
Thank you. Thank you. And
thank you.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Father, do our father, father, do our father.